Can everybody hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to podcast number 27. With me, as always, is my right-hand woman, Samwise.
206.
10.206. And to the left, for only temporary, is Jeffrey P. Hagedorn.
Yo.
Am I allowed to say your whole name?
Yes, you can.
Do you not really give a crap?
Nope, not at all.
Anyway, so today we are actually podcasting while we are homebrewing.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually not really helping out much right now because...
I'm not helping out at all.
Because I'm on a podcast right now, so I really can't. Hold on. Can I hear it on my left ear? Yes, I can. Anyways. But anyways, we got some big things going on today. We have Gibbs from Airways Brewers again, and we're going to have him on as soon as Dorn is done talking about beer.
Okay.
Dorn, what do you want to talk about beer?
My delicious trail beer that I'm drinking?
Well, we haven't got to that point yet, but anyways, what are you drinking, Dorn?
Oh my God. Well, I don't know. Trail beer.
From
10 Barrel.
So they are a small craft brewery in Bend, Oregon?
Yes, they are.
But they're not small.
They're not small?
They're owned by Budweiser, man.
Oh, cool.
Did you know that?
Nope.
I mean, it's a good brewery. I have nothing against them. Like, if someone came to you with, like, hey, we'll give you $1 gazillion to buy your beer, you'd be like, hell to the yeah.
Deal.
And Sam, what are you drinking right now?
I'm also drinking a trail beer because I didn't bring my own beer with me.
And you are also drinking. You have red wine in front of you, too.
Yeah, Jen just brought that to me. It's her dad's Syrah.
Yeah, so we
She's
are
so nice.
Well, we're at I the know. So before we get into it, we're at the Ginger Brew House in Kent, Washington. Not a real brewery. It's a garage.
Yes, it is a garage.
But it's a homebrew establishment.
Still a garage.
Still a garage.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have Gibbs from Airways Brewing coming here and actually on a homebrew system making a hazy IPA, which is really exciting. What I am drinking is...
What are you drinking?
Yeah, take a stab at pronouncing that.
Natural... What's when there's two U with the U with the dots over? What the hell does that mean?
You're
going to clean up. You. Natural Boost Killer Beer. The Kress Bayerisch Zwickel. Zwickel Beer. German. It's a German beer. I'm drinking a German beer.
Looks very German.
It is. Nothing. Gibbs, are you just like pouncing, ready to get onto the podcast?
Yeah. I'm ready to hand off.
Anyways,
I'm signing off. Here's
so Dorn, thank congratulations, Dorn, for winning the most likely to spend 1 minute on the podcast. Are we done brewing? By the way, is home brewing done?
Home brewing is finished. Absolutely.
Okay. Anyway, so Dorn is out. Gibbs, Dorn, why were you? Never mind. Hold on, Dorn's right there. Bye, Dorn. Hello, Gibbs.
Well, hey.
How's
it going? It's going just fine today. You know, I thought when I kind of started this week and I said, hey, I got to brew 5 times this week and then I'm going to come on over to my buddy Mikey's house and brew again. I was like, well, fuck my life. I'm brewing on the weekends. Brew, brew, brew. But you know what? It actually turned out to be one hell of a good day, I'll be honest.
That's good. We drank some. We crushed some good beers.
I definitely crushed a few beers today.
Watched some football.
Watch the Patriots win.
Is Mikey paying you your going rate, by the way, for this?
I mean, he could afford it. Let's just be honest. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
So why is he not paying you?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I'm getting dinner, which is actually more than my going rate. So you know, it's good.
Also, Michael, who always wanted to be on this podcast, is currently standing right next to us, not on this podcast.
Yep.
Apparently, I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
The mics actually don't pick up little bitch, so you can't hear it.
That's it's got a little bitch filter on these these mics.
You got to sanitize that again now.
Yeah. Well, today, let's see. What do we do today? We kind of brewed a hazy IPA. That's my dog here in the background, Porter. So, we brewed a hazy IPA today. What do we use for zero addition hops? We did some Idaho 7.
I'm a big Idaho 7 fan. That's my...
That's the hop of the year.
That's according to the Wobble Journey, half of it, that's going to be the Idaho 7 is the 2018 hop of the year.
That's...
Azaka was last year.
Idaho 7 is the popular one?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Fort George is already using it.
That's Fort... I mean, Fort George... You know what the best part... The funny part about Fort George is if you rewind the clock, 5-6 years, you're like, what is Fort George, you know? And it just wasn't anything amazing. And now they are pumping out some of the best beer around. It's pretty impressive.
The best thing they probably could have done is get that 3-way gone.
I mean, isn't that the best thing anyone can do?
Well, where's that 4-way? You guys going to do
that's
that 4-way?
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Do a 4-way South King County-wise?
Yeah. Just you and Odin and Puyallup River.
Yeah.
What else is down here?
What else? We
Cole
got down
Street.
Here? Got Cole Street out in Needham Scratch.
Yeah.
And then we got Four Generals and in Renton.
Renton.
And go.
Elliot,
down in
Elliot Bay.
Oh, yeah. Elliot Bay Burien.
Do you know them?
You know, I.
They're not listening, so don't worry.
Oh, good. That's well. All right. Yeah, yeah. You know, I actually used to work at Elliot Bay, so.
You know what? You should start your own brewery called Penis Brewing.
Penis.
just penis brewing?
Just penis brewing.
Yeah.
And the key is.
Got to dip your penis in?
Whoa, Jesus.
We have children listening.
God.
What children are listening to this?
There are young children listening to this podcast as we record that we are live streaming on YouTube. We are not, but we could be.
And I didn't even get my makeup done. Oh, great.
But you look handsome in that beard. So anyways.
Well.
This brewing process. So, how does it feel to be brewing on a home brewing? Like, so you're generally on a,
you know what the funny part?
15 barrel system?
10 barrel system.
10 barrel system.
10 barrel system.
And now you're brewing on a 10 gallon system.
Yeah. 31 times less. There's a little conversion for you.
Sam's used to that.
You know,
Jesus,
it's
naughty.
It's actually a little humbling because you still, you think you kind of get to be a pro and know it all, and then you figure out that, hey, guess what?
There's a crayon in there.
You still don't know it. There's, well, is this a nail? What is this? You know, we did do some pretty cool stuff today. We kind of did a little reorganization of his hoses and clamps and kind of looked around a little at what we can improve.
I'll
so
tell you right
fun,
now, the lack of hose jokes we made today bothers me.
You know, for cleaning all those fucking hoses today, we probably should have had a lot more hose
because
jokes.
At one point you had both your hands on that hose. And you were just, like, whipping it around.
I mean, there was probably a hose joke there, but I couldn't think of one.
I'm not clever enough, and Sam came late.
You know,
so,
yeah.
Well, she normally doesn't come, but today, I'm going to beep that out. Damn it.
Are you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
So, what are we talking about today? What's the topic of the day?
The topic
today?
Of the day.
Topic
we
of the day.
Is going to be oversaturation of the Seattle market. And because we, and hold on, I got some stats up in front of me right now.
Ooh, look at this stats man.
So
here.
As of May, this is May, so there's probably about 900 since then. There are 174 breweries in this greater Seattle region.
Wait, how many?
174 breweries
Damn.
In the greater Seattle area. That doesn't include like these beer bars and all these other like bars. It's 174 just breweries themselves between Everett and Tacoma.
That's
a lot of breweries.
And that's in May. So we are, I don't know the calendar, but there's at least 82 months in a year.
That's that's about right.
At least
82.
So when does this bubble burst?
Well, I mean, I think we've been talking around the brewing scene. You know, the bubble's going to have to burst again.
It
right?
bursts in every situation, right?
Yeah.
There's either housing or Pornhub or whatever bubble. It bursts.
I don't know that the porn bubble is going to burst.
I mean, it might
I think
take.
That's just going to get bigger.
There might be a porn recession, but it's always going to be there.
I don't want to live through a porn recession.
That'd be a rough go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, but the like at some point there is a level of where there's going to be more craft breweries than there are people buying that beer. But what happens? Like, when does that happen? Because I've been saying this for about 2-3 years now. Like, when's it going to burst? And then like another 10 breweries, and another 15 breweries, and another 20 breweries, and it hasn't hit that level yet. But
I do think that they're kind of they are shutting down almost as fast as they're starting up, though. I feel like the overall number is staying pretty consistent.
Would you like to hear my list of breweries that have shut down the past couple of years?
I would.
Yeah.
And some of them are not for, some are for the I guess, that bubble bursting. Some due to sad circumstances like Spinnaker Bay. But also just it what it is. So Big Al Brewing.
Okay.
Although he opened up a new brewery, right?
I don't.
The production one. I forgot what it's called.
I think Big Al is getting their beer produced by Odin. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, is it Odin? Well, Odin owns everything now, right?
Apparently, Odin's brewing everyone's beer right now.
Okay, so Big Al, Brickyard, especially, is there Woodinville still open, or are they done too? I know they're...
Now, that was Brickyard out there, right?
Yeah, Brickyard was the one that closed in Maple, or
North
Bend.
Bend.
North
Bend. Anyway, so Blue Lightning out in Woodinville.
That was a...
They must
legal thing though, wasn't it?
Well,
like not keeping their permits up.
I know a little insider, and I don't know if that's like am
fully accurate.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel it was a combination of the owner and the brewer having different ideas what how the brewery should go.
And then
the problem is they didn't have glycol in their system, and they're pumping their beer from.
They didn't have glycol, and they're running a brewery.
Yeah, and they had. And their tanks were a story below, so they're pumping their beer up a line up a flight of like one story, and you had to burn 2-3 beers before you get cold beer.
Hmm.
Yeah, their cooler was on a different story than their beer.
You know, I know a little bit about long cooler lines. At Elliott Bay, our cooler lines were over 100 feet to our taps.
Ooh.
Yeah, jeez. And that did cause quite a bit of problems. I mean, a
lot of foaminess and
a lot of foaming issues there. Yeah, that was one of the biggest challenges there. I mean, and what do? You overcarb your beer in the tanks and mm-hmm. send it up, or do you just overpressurize? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things to worry about when you talk about that. That's why I'm a big fan of direct draw systems.
I like everything direct.
I thought so.
Everything. Anyway, so B-Side Brewing. Which was the one that was part of the winery, Devon. Oh. I don't know. I can't pronounce French words very well. That was in.
Is that the one we went to?
Yes,
one time?
Up in Woodinville. Okay. And they're gone now. I think they're just holding out to find a new person to come in and brew for them. So Mikey, maybe over here,
yeah,
like home brewing,
right. Mikey, inspiring brewer here.
One that bums the hell out of me, but Justice.
Yeah.
Just because I like Nate.
Yeah.
I think he's a good guy.
Well, that one is because his brewing space got condemned.
Yeah. He got...
He was brewing out of somebody.
Sounded like he got royally fucked.
Yeah,
honestly.
it wasn't good from what I heard.
Yeah, we were hearing some stuff about it. Basically, his space got condemned, but then I think the... And this is just what I think I heard was that his real estate agent was still charging him rent. For a space that he couldn't go into. There was a whole,
yeah.
I mean, I heard there were legal issues involved and, you know, it just sounds like, you know,
that's
trying to go out there and start a brewery and then just.
He's been around for a while. He's made some stuff that's been really popular lately. Everything is nerdy.
Yeah.
All his beers are just nerd related, which I appreciate as a fellow nerd myself. But that kind of leads into Go had the same problems also where they lost their lease in Bellevue.
Yeah, they kind of their lease was over. Yeah,
yeah, and
yeah.
They're just like, get the hell out. And it's Bellevue being Bellevue, there's such, you know, better market to put like new Microsoft there, I guess, or something.
Yep, pricey space there.
Yeah.
It's not even a sexy spot.
Like, it's back behind everything, and it was a good space for a brewery. I don't understand what's going to go in besides like
Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft.
That's it.
It's just, I mean, it isn't necessarily a sexy location, but it is a prime location.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're right off the highway there on 520. Spinnaker, which another one that went on. Did you have to add something to that? Sorry.
I was actually going to say, you know, for everything Bellevue Brewing has been through, I mean, it's actually pretty impressive that they have such a large brewery there in Bellevue.
They just lost their one of their owners.
He
passed away.
I did hear he passed away, yeah.
I didn't know him, nor have I met him. I met one other owners. Nice guy, but I guess he was pretty young, too. Mm. Which is
I think he was, 50, 55?
Yeah, that's way too young.
Mm.
Anyway, in Spinnaker Bay, which is now Northwest Peaks took their spot, but...
Oh, Northwest Peaks did, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right in Hillman City.
Yeah. That's Kevin's space there.
Yeah. Strong Arm, which is one of our Renton folks.
Oh, yeah. That's just a couple miles down the road from us
right there. And
is that officially gone?
Yeah.
It has to do with the city, doesn't it?
I heard it was something with the city or the liquor license or something.
Oh, is that law where it has to be like a separate
building
or entity and it was run out of a garage?
Yeah, it was run out of a garage.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was good for growler fails, and he did tastings for like a dollar or whatever.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man. I tried to go there. That is very close to my house, and I could never get in. And he would tell me. He'd be like, I'm going to open Friday. And I'd be like, show up Friday, and no one's there. So,
also,
you know,
we happened to track them down on like a Thursday afternoon, because I think Thursday is one of the days that they were normally open.
I mean, they got to brew sometime, right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But it was like a day before Friday was like no work.
That's the sound of beer making right there.
That's the sound of beer cleaning right there. Look at that. Pulling out them
false bottom coming out.
Clean that up good.
Aren't you glad you're not doing that part right now?
Yeah, that's one of the major reasons I was ready to sit down and podcast right here, so we can skip back cleaning.
12 Bar is another one that's gone under.
Yeah.
Crucible bought that spot in Woodinville. And Crucible's going to Crucible. And
it's like an unrecognizable spot, though. It looks absolutely nothing like it did when it was 12 bar.
Yeah, that's down the way, so.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like a good podcast with a dog barking in the background. Doran, quit playing with the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one, Hilliard.
Yeah.
Their 12th man can. This was a couple years ago that Odin bought them out.
Yeah. It was something along those lines, right?
Yeah, it's been over 3 years now.
It's been a while now.
I'm just a fan that 12th man can is no more. Here is, I'm sorry.
What, were you a bigger fan of the 12th man can or the One Hawk Lager?
I have a buddy who used to partner with that tailgate, the Hawk One, whatever.
Yeah.
And I hope they listen. Those guys are supposed to be just the biggest douchebags ever.
Yeah. I heard something along those lines.
Well, they made a tailgate. So the tailgate split because one half of the group wanted to take that tailgate and donate it the money to charity. And the other people wanted to take that money and pocket it.
Oh.
Like a for-profit
Yeah, for-profit tailgate, and the other one is for charity profit. And then the for-profit people were like, well, fuck you, we're going to make this Hawk One Lager and go fuck ourselves. And
yeah, I mean,
people were like, we're giving money literally to charity.
If any point in your life you have that option of giving money to charity or just pocketing the money, I mean, hey, learn from Wyclef, right? Like,
yeah.
Give it to charity. Don't pocket it. That don't go well.
Gone till November, I believe.
That's, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, so anyways, I mean... That is my strong opinion on the Hawk One, and that was and that leads right into Northwest Brewing, right? Didn't they make it
right there? I heard they had an auction, and by heard I mean I went down there and checked out some of the shit.
Any good?
No, we didn't bid on anything.
Are you not going to brew the Hoppy Bitch?
Actually, Odin is brewing the Hoppy Bitch.
Are you serious?
100%.
I did not know that.
Okay, so
are they keeping the name?
I don't know.
Good on Odin because they're to the point where they're successful enough to just buy up all these breweries or have people in production there because what's being produced there? So Hilliard's, Northwest.
Odin.
Odin Burdick.
Big Al.
Totally, that's five breweries there.
Yeah, huh? I have one criticism of Odin, though.
Their food menu?
Bring back the damn barbecue.
True. They went to some weird like Ratatouille menu.
Yeah, it's super.
Is Ratatouille the dish or the movie?
I just watched Ratatouille last night.
Is it a food or is it the play on word?
A Ratatouille is specifically both the dish and the name of the rat, right? Or
no, the rat's name I think was Remy.
That's right.
Yeah. Martin.
Dang.
Anyways, you have a kid, though, so it makes sense why you saw that and
I
have
not.
Yeah, but
why do you know the name of
the
rat?
I don't know. Well, it's like one of those things that's just like
she's got that weird fetish. All right, so I'm trying to reel it back in now because we've been digressing and talking about all these businesses that failed. But let's talk about, in general, just the bubble, national, first, then local.
So I think you kind of got to look a little bit about kind of at a national level before you kind of look at that local level here. And take a look at Red Hook, for example. Okay, Red Hook's been around forever.
Since 84? 82.
82?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Longer than I've been
the granddaddy of craft beer, right?
You don't get off of their lawn.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
But, I mean, you kind of look at Red Hook.
Well, you have to get off their lawn because it's not their lawn anymore.
Nope. Yeah, that's very
nobody
true.
Nobody owns lawn in Capitol Hill anymore.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think there's any grass up there.
No.
So, but you look kind of at Red Hook and you see this regional brewery and how big it was and how they were kind of distributing to all these states and now they have shrunk their kind of distribution. And you kind of can look at other places like Green Flash, for example.
Oh, yeah. They're pulling out of places right now.
29 states?
Yeah. I thought it was even more than that. Was it 28? I thought
was it
29? 39? Like
yeah. I don't know.
I hadn't heard about that. Why are they pulling out?
Regional breweries don't work.
Alpine the same way?
Look at that.
Pulling out. Yeah.
There's another.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you're kind of looking at these big breweries that just don't cut it, you know, and what you're kind of seeing is these small local breweries are basically overtaking them, and they're doing it by numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it by numbers, and they're doing it by interesting beers, and they're doing it by, you know, companies that are making beers that people want to drink, not just pump out the same shit we've been pumping out since 1982.
I don't want the same beer anymore. That's like... So when is the last time you had maybe a Green Flash or when we just like a small brewery like Matchless who's pumping out these crazy like hazy IPAs and these like a freaking sake bomb beer or Green Flash?
Well, I've said this before on the podcast. I don't like when breweries get stagnant. So if I go to a brewery and they have the same, I mean, it's nice to have like the, you know, the, a couple of the same staple beers. But if there's nothing new or interesting on the menu after two or three times that I go there, I don't have any reason to go back.
Yeah.
If I've had everything, I don't want to keep going back.
That is such a beer snobby thing to say, though. Gosh. Why don't you just keep crushing Coors Lights like an American?
Do we have any Coors? I'll take a... or
I don't... You are drinking Anheuser-Busch right now, though.
No,
so.
That's... Yeah. I'm drinking a Seahawks beer right
True.
Now.
True.
You
do have
you
a weird koozie. Kind of weird.
That is...
You might as well drink...
has seen some better days,
though. Might as well be drinking a 12th can over here.
That's true. Yeah. One Hawk Lager right here, guys. Right next to my hoppy.
But I always find this, like, at some point we're going to reach this limit of where breweries start closing down in mass numbers, because for every like boon there is a recession, right? The United States has seen it, and like in just in economics in general, you have these times where there's this great growth and then there's going to be something that pulls it back. What's going to happen to these breweries? Are going to pull back? And we know there's everybody in their mind knows that there's a small brewer they're like that's hanging on by threads.
Many.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more than you think.
And I don't want them to. I every single brewery has done something. They're either employing people or they're creating something that they love. It's like every restaurant. I don't want every restaurant to go out of business. But at some point, the weak will not survive.
I definitely agree with that, yeah.
But when does that line hit?
I think you're going to have to see it sooner than later here.
174 breweries as of last May. So this is, you know, what, 7 months later? And it, yeah,
is it still 174 now?
It's got to be more now, right?
I don't think it's less now.
Well, it's, I mean, Jellyfish.
You're starting to see
so them. Jellyfish is open since then, or is Jellyfish around then? I don't know. Jellyfish has never opened in my mind.
I think they're new this year, but I think they were before May.
They make good beer,
but I don't know.
They're doing good.
I think they're going to be all right.
I also do. I confuse them and Mollusk. Time to time.
Jellyfish and a mollusk?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, both aquatic animals.
Yes.
Mollusk. Is there anything like mollusk out there, though?
Mollusk is pretty unique, aren't they?
They
fancy-ass food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With beer.
Ooh, God,
cool,
their food.
Cool spot in the slut area of Seattle.
Mm-hmm. That's South Lake Union Transit area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's.
I'm sure there's a slut that makes their way to that brewery.
That's probably true.
I don't know. Mm. I can't afford to go into that area anymore.
Yeah,
and
right.
You're like,
yeah.
You're a teacher? Get out, sir. No.
Sir.
Go back to Kent
you're
or
lost.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, we love Kent. Kent's a beautiful town.
I mean, here's what you're going to have to see. You're going to have, you have a lot of good beer out there. There's a lot of places pumping out killer beer. And then there's a lot of the places, like you kind of said, that are kind of squeaking by. And they're just... You know, punching the clock, making these mediocre beers, or they are kind of making the beers that they made when they homebrewed, and they were so good, and their friends told them it was phenomenal, you know, or...
Could you guys hear me eat that goldfish on the...
Couldn't hear too much goldfish.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention. I was listening to Gibbs.
Yeah, I was eating goldfish. Anyway, yeah, but like that's the problem with homebrewing is nobody will tell if your beer's shit.
Oh, I told Mikey that his beer wasn't that great. But see, I love Mikey, so it's, you know. And then I told, and then he invited me over to brew, and we did a little clean on the system, and then we brewed. I mean, that's kind of it, you know. It's in all honesty, you shouldn't tell people, hey, this is the best beer I've ever had. When beer kind of tastes like shit.
When you've never had a cold Coors Light, because that's the best beer ever.
If you haven't tapped the Rockies, then you haven't lived.
Oh, can we just... Can I...
This podcast sponsored by Coors Light. Yeah.
Can I just digress for 1 second, though? And we'll come back to this, like, topic earlier.
Okay.
So I'm still eating goldfish. I'm sorry. I need to stop.
What
can
do you need?
Can you put these goldfish away from me?
I don't know. I always am taking them away from you when we're here.
They're so... Like, at what point of your age where do you stop eating goldfish?
Never. I saw the old man.
That's why you have kids, right?
I saw the old man crushing on them last night.
Is that why you have kids, so you can eat their food?
Salty, cheesy, carby.
I will take Cheez-Its over goldfish any day of the week.
Well, that's just fucking horseshit.
Are you agreeing? Mike's agreeing with me.
Mike's not allowed on the microphone, so
we already talked about that.
He's just cleaning over there. 90% of Bruno's clean. Anyways, let's go back to this question. Okay, never mind, that beer's empty. If you had a crush, one cheap beer... What are you crushing?
Oh, I'm crushing Coors for sure.
Coors Original or Coors Light?
Coors Light.
Like I prefer the Banquet over Light.
I mean,
but I'm gonna go a slightly different way.
It always depends. What do you just use crushing one beer?
No, like if you're just
I'm drinking like many beers, then Coors Light. But like generally, I like the Coors Original better. I think it tastes better for a.
But this time, if you're gonna have to crush one, so you're on a camping trip or a tailgate or whatever, you're crushing Coors Light.
Oh yeah,
Samantha.
A
nice Gewürztraminer demeanor.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
My head hurts later.
So we tend like for champagne. Tailgates, we tend to crush Rainier. But if I had my way, I'm going Olympia.
Oli.
Oh,
I want Oli at all times.
I couldn't blame you for that. I'd crush some Olis.
It's in the water.
You know what I won't crush? Miller.
Miller Genuine Draft.
Miller in general.
What about
general
like?
Role.
What about High Life?
What's the champagne of beers? Yeah, the High Life.
No, I'm They're not. High
what about it. Miller 64?
Ooh, that's
what, if you're watching your carbs,
hold on.
Where are you going if you're watching carbs?
You gotta back that train up. Watch a carb. Where am I watching the carbs? Go down my gullet?
Yeah. Do we have Dorn to come in and talk about what he's gonna crush?
Dorn, what are you gonna crush?
If you're killing one beer, what is he doing? There's nothing
in there.
He's
gonna grab
he's
a beer.
A
oh, he's
crush.
Got Rainier. It's a podcast, not a video.
Hey everyone, look at my beer.
Dorn, what are you crushing?
Half court.
Rainier all the way.
Oh.
He still sucks to get his mouth near the
I know. You
got to
get. See how close my mouth is?
He's getting.
I'm basically, going to blow this mic.
There are still children listening right now.
Oh, Jesus.
This is going live to our troops across the land.
The hell are children listening
most,
to a beer podcast for?
I know.
This is going to our troops, and most of them are 18 years old.
My daughter's going to listen to this. Daddy, I heard you on here. What were you doing to the microphone?
Oh, God.
Isn't she next door to us right now?
She's in the other room.
Let's have Jill on. Bring her on.
Mm.
I'll cut that part too, Jesus. Nobody knows her name, so they can't stalk her. Her social security number is 532. What? No.
Oh, you started out right.
Yeah, we're all the same age.
relatively.
Can we talk about Airways Brewing?
Sure, we sure can.
And do you want them to not know that you're part of Airways?
No, that's fine. My name's Gibbs, and I'm the head brewer for Airways Brewing.
So what's new and exciting at Airways right now?
Right now at Airways, we are looking to grow. And while we're looking to grow, what we're doing is we're trying to look
at... Sexually or just like beer?
I mean, just generally.
Both.
You know, sexually, beerly.
Yeah.
I'd really like to gain, a couple inches, I always wish I was a little bit taller.
You wish you were a baller?
Yeah, I wish I had a girl look good. I call her.
Ah, there it is. We have to actually pay money for this now because that's copyrighted.
Uh-oh.
I think if you speak it, it's okay.
It's spoken right. Word now. We are now poets.
Yeah. I think it's the melody that's copyrighted.
But for Airways right now, we're trying to look to kind of expand into some canning market. We're definitely always trying to look to expand our draft.
Has anybody taken advantage of that Covington market yet? Because I feel like that's the natural place for Kent to go.
There are a shitload of people that come to our brewery from Covington
because
to drink our beer.
All they have is a Costco and that one crappy dive bar there.
Got me.
I don't even know the name of the crap. I've been there once. They did a trivia. I came, like, I think it was with Mikey who's...
Gonzo's.
We came in like two rounds late and finished in second.
Well,
they're like, we're coming to our final round. We're like, we'll play. And they're like, and you finished second.
Real.
You want a
$10
gift card?
Yeah, real.
Yeah, $10 gift to go back to Gonzo. No, thanks. I didn't even
use
know
it
who
now.
Has that. Do you have that, Mike?
No, we left it there.
Hey, I just found $10. This will give us 25 Coors Lights. Well. after that, it's interesting for all microbrews right now because the market has got so saturated. If you rewind to a couple years back, microbreweries would work hand in hand. They'd help each other out. They'd try to get each other into bars. They try to brew beers together. We would help each other out so much. But now there's so many fucking microbrews out there that we're almost competing with each other.
Even this tight-knit community that you guys have. And I know that the breweries, the collaboration's insane.
Yeah.
People, look out for each other.
Absolutely.
Because like I've seen stats that still 90% of the beer scene is dominated by the big breweries.
That's right.
So yeah. You guys are fighting for this 10%.
We're fighting for 10%. But and it's the AB, it's the Columbia AB InBev guys that are we're all fighting against. Yeah.
Do you look forward to the day that you can brew with South African hops? Because InBev. Yeah, they own all of it. They own like the entire South African crop.
I did not know that. No, I mean
I could be making that up too because I dream weird stuff nowadays, man.
Well, you shouldn't have two shots of tequila before you go to sleep every night. Yeah. That's going to do it to you.
What's in front of me right now?
That is Mike's homebrew sour beer.
That can fucking go straight into the garbage.
Oh, yeah. We're with two sour beer haters right here.
Wait, no. You like sour beer.
Oh, I love sour beer. Do you
like
sour
beer?
Oh, you like
sour
beer. Oh, so we're just with one sour beer.
Yeah, this beer
hater.
Can go fuck
Excuse
itself.
Me.
Here you go. You take it.
Yeah.
Open that. You want a bottle opener?
I don't you worry. A brewer can always open a bottle of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can you brew
a good
hazy IPA?
I can see like four things here that you
can open. Come here, dog. Open it up.
Oh, digression. Let's go back. So you guys have a new beer on, by the way. You have like 9 new beers on your tap list at the brewery right now.
It's full.
Yeah, you have like 3 barrel aged things are not your final departure.
Let's see.
You have a barrel aged final departure. You have the 2016 final departure.
We got 16, we got the barrel aged. We have 17. I had 15 on, but I had to pull it off to put another fucking beer on. Yeah.
But you also have 4 IPAs on tap.
What do we got?
Every person who listens to this who loves IPAs realizing that you have your Sky Hags on.
Sky Hag, we got
the
Jumbo,
the Queen of the Damned, or whatever.
The Queen of the
Skies.
It's really popular on the Cap Hill market, and we have the big old jet airliner. We call it Boja for short.
And what's the new hazy you just pumped out?
We also have the Mosaic IPA on the new hazy IPA.
Is
we
that
just
we allowed
pumped
to talk
out.
About it? That if you need it, you go to Dog and Pony and Renton right now, right?
That's right. Actually, Dog and Pony and Brewmaster's Tap Room. We're gonna have this resolution.
You don't
want
to go to
on.
Brewmaster's. That lady is.
Oh,
mean.
You know what? You know what?
If she listens to this, she will kick my ass.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah, she
whoop
will.
Your ass. You know what? Everyone go to Brewmaster's Tap Room because it's the shit.
Yeah.
If you live in the South, in any greater Renton area, if you live in the South End and you have to drive that slog of 405, pop off on the last exit in Renton.
Or just head on 2 exits down to 167 and you can swing by Airways.
Yeah, but they're closed on Mondays.
That's true. Closed on Mondays.
But you go, so,
if you need to drink on Mondays,
then
except for this Monday.
Head on down to Brewmaster's Tap Room.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
this is a paid advertisement by Brewmaster's Tap Room, Renton, Washington.
Marley, pay me. No,
she would never do that.
No, I'd never. I mean, I might get a free beer, but I already get that, so it's like whatever. But
what the hell, I don't.
Yeah, but your face isn't on the fucking wall there, so
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
my dog's face is on the wall there.
Surprisingly, not in anyone's crotch.
For the first time ever.
Are we talking about Gibbs or the dog?
Yep.
Both.
There's so many inside jokes here. People are just all 8 people. Doran's actually not going to listen anymore because he's here.
Doran's like, I already heard it. But no, we got our resolution breaker out. So what we're doing for this beer is we did. This is pretty interesting, and it's fun to brew differently. But we basically took the Jumbo Juice recipe and we changed it up a little bit. We changed some of the malt bill up and we added more to get more booze for sure. And then what we did is we dry hopped during fermentation, which creates some pretty awesome, unique flavors. And then we fermented under pressure the rest of the way.
During fermentation.
That's right.
Is that some sort of new technique for you guys?
Well, I mean, we've done it a couple times before. It'd be awesome to do it every time, but you can't reharvest your yeast afterward.
Oh,
so
no.
It's a money killer. Yeah. So yeah, basically, you dead end the beer is what we call it in the biz. So, but anyways. They have a name for this. And what the hell is it called?
Beer.
Biotransformation is some horse shit ass name some dumbass has made up on the East Coast. So I'm probably gonna get some hate mail from some dumbasses on the East Coast. But
that's okay, our podcast doesn't really reach that far.
Oh, good. But
it's
it's
locally sourced here.
Locally sourced podcast. But it's this it's this thing where you create more aromatics in your beer from the yeast. The yeast do shit to the hops, if you will.
So if I'm drinking this beer, am I getting more scent? Am I getting more, like, the aroma? Or
you're
am I getting more bitterness?
So let's say,
what am I getting out of this?
Let's just say, for example, we dry hop with Citra hops.
Okay.
Okay.
Not Idaho 7.
Well, okay, sure. We dry hop with Idaho 7.
What's your favorite part about them? I'm joking. Anyways, go on.
So, if we dry hop with Idaho 7, what kind of flavors do you get from that?
Kumquat and a little bit of horseradish.
Okay, let's say we get kumquat and horseradish from Idaho 7. I don't think that's correct.
No. Okay.
Haven't fucked around with Idaho 7.
Okay, it's
too
Idaho
much.
7. You're getting to a lot of potato.
A lot of potatoes.
No, it's like a Zaka. So.
Okay. So, but whatever flavors we get, those flavors are kind of changed, and they're a little bit different when you kind of have that yeast acting on those. And it's not well studied at all, so it's not really well known. I mean,
like the female orgasm.
Very.
So
very
is it a little
true.
Bit unpredictable? Like you don't know exactly what you're going to get?
Just no, like the female orgasm.
Orgasm?
Orgasm.
I think that's what it's called, Sam.
Excuse me. I need a little of this cerveza here.
You should put some lime in that. That'd be really good.
I know, right?
Are you for or against fruiting of the beer? Hold on.
You want to stick a lime in your fucking Corona. Look, go at it, man. Corona basically tastes like horse piss anyways, so why not put some lime in there?
We're now banned in Mexico.
Fun fact. But Corona, are they also owned by InBev?
They're also brewed in the United States, aren't they?
Fairly certain, but who knows. But, you know, I think that you could tastefully use fruit in your beer. I don't appreciate a slice of fruit in my beer, personally. But if you want to use fruit kind of in the brewing process to deliver into a pint of beer, then I'm cool with that, right?
Yeah.
So fruit the beer only when it's appropriate?
Okay.
All I know is we have talked about 1,000 different things and barely the thing we're supposed to talk about.
Is that driving you a little bit crazy right now?
The more beer I drink, the less I care. Oh, God, Gibbs' kid's here. He's got to go breastfeed or something. I don't know. is she on the podcast now? What's happening?
Nah, she'll be fine.
Anyway, so I don't even know where to go anymore. Gibbs is gone.
No thanks.
Nope. She don't want anything to do with me. It's fine.
But very politely.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, she's a pretty good kid, so.
So the what's the name of this last beer? Sorry, the final resolution?
Resolution Breaker.
That's right. Someone knows it.
Well, I keep thinking Final Destination, and that is a movie.
Do a Final Departure.
Yeah, that's the dark beer.
I got a couple bottles of that for you. So.
Are we going to age it? Are we going to have better luck?
Well, they're in my cellar right now, but I would give them to you in your cellar once you clear out Sam's wine fridge. So.
Oh, Earth wine fridge. Oh, this is an argument that we're going to have later. Thanks, man.
No problem.
So,
my wine
gentlemen,
fridge?
Yeah, the fact that you no longer. So when we first got together, she had this big, giant wine rack full of all wine. It is now full of all aging beer.
It's about half beer and half wine.
Ooh. When she tries to put new wine in there, she's like, can you get rid of some of this beer? And my response normally is,
let's break open a bottle of wine.
No, because I don't. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, because it's not a wine podcast, but there's only certain types of wines that you want to age. You know, your Cab Sauvs, your whatever. I don't give a crap about wine. It all tastes like grape.
Just red wine.
Red.
I mean,
red.
Not
this
all
is a
reds,
really good 1982 Gewurztraminer. Second Gewurztraminer joke, by the way.
To be fair, though, by the way, white wines don't last very long in my house. So,
but yeah, that's a good thing.
You fell asleep with one in your hand.
Didn't hear anything about that earlier today.
They're like, we're watching TV, and then like Sam falls asleep, and all of a sudden there's just wine falling.
It was fine. I checked it out this morning. It was fine. And I got a really good night's sleep. Thank you very much.
What? White wine. Been putting white girls to sleep for years now.
Yeah.
But the this may be a topic for another day, but the aged beer is a thing now. Like every brewery puts out a beer that they want people to age.
Well, why not?
Why? Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Because it's a reward of my. So if I just buy it $20, whatever, forget it for 2 years, and then like, holy crap, I have this great beer just sitting there. As long as it's not a brewery that I just had recently that I like so much, I don't want to talk about.
It's. You know what? That's a hard point too. When
the contamination.
When you have a beer that's been contaminated, and you age it for how long? Do you age it for a year?
Year.
God, you literally put you put more effort into that beer than you put into the majority of your relationships in life.
And which is, it could have been a month and it would have been more.
I know. Well, you know, but you put 12
times.
Not
you, I love you though.
Well, yeah, that's right.
I was actually talking to Gibbs.
Hey, is this, I might have to sidetrack a little bit here, but is this your guys' inaugural podcast after you've been engaged?
No, we had one since then.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We didn't talk about it because the guy didn't know us personally. Yeah.
Well, we personally know you, I guess. So, but yeah. Yes, we'll just give a proper congratulations and move on in life.
Mike, do you want to be on the goddamn podcast?
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
No,
penis.
Screw you.
Hey,
penis. Sit down. Mike, you talk. I'll talk in a minute.
So,
come on here and say penis.
But thank you very much.
Hey, congratulations, guys. marriage is pretty fun. So, I wouldn't trade my wife for anything, even a cold beer on a hot day.
What if it was two cold beers?
Don't fucking tempt me, man.
By the way, this podcast has been going on for 41 minutes now.
Cool.
Do we want to try to end this, or do we want to keep going with a topic that we have yet to think about?
A topic we have yet to think about?
What is big thing? I have no trivia. That's the problem.
Children.
Don't have any. Duh.
That.
I mean, have one. A beautiful one.
Who let him on this fucking podcast?
That was definitely not what I had in mind when I said, let's bring up another topic.
So,
this is super professional now.
What we're trying to talk about is the bursted bubble.
Mm-hmm. Back to the topic at hand we started 40 minutes ago.
But is it bursting?
So what do you think is going to be the criteria for a brewery making it or breaking?
Someone got on stage many years ago at the Craft Brewers Conference and said...
Was it Wu-Tang Clan?
Hire fucking... educated brewers.
Okay.
And he shocked the fucking room. He dropped an F-bomb in front of a whole room of brewers.
You just dropped an F-bomb in front of 20 listeners.
Yeah, well, they're fucking cool. So, but that was it. It's like, holy. You know, he wanted to shock people. And why he wanted to shock people is because he said he saw this bubble coming from a long ways away. He said, holy shit, if we keep pumping out beer that's just mediocre, and that has off flavors, and that is not well, and you sell bottles of beer that burst after an age of, you know, or a year of aging.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Disappointing.
You know, that's what it is. How does that make you feel about that brewery? Do you want to buy their beer again?
No, I...
You don't want to age another one of their
beers. I don't
want
to, like...
There's no way.
And the last beer I had from them was terrible, and...
And so it's like... And it's like... Why would you even have that brewery's beer again? And if that brewery does it, and then the other brewery does it because that brewery's doing it, and then they all do it, then you got a bunch of shit fucking breweries that are all making shit beer, and guess what? That's going to be the differentiator.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have breweries that make killer fucking beer.
They're going to get crapped on because another brewery... Well, I mean, you know what you're getting when you buy Bud Light.
Right.
You know you're getting by Coors Light. You know you're buying fucking Schlitz Ultra.
Consistency.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that's what people like, and that's our generic.
Hey, guess what?
John and Puyallup wants is consistent, right?
Hey, do you know what you're getting when you're getting a Chuckin' Up Pilsner?
German beer?
Getting a German Pilsner beer that is brewed to the same specifications every time for the last, what have they been around?
When's
8, 9 years?
When's that company going to win a Great American Beer Festival gold, though?
God, who knows?
They've won every bronze available.
I think
they won a silver this year.
They won a gold for their Dunkel this year.
That's not a real word. This is America.
Oh, you haven't had the Dunkel then?
No, this is America. We're building a wall around those bitches. Anyways, well, I used to suck. Like, yeah.
I mean, my point is, I used to work for Chuck and Nut, so I get to talk about them. But my point is, they brew very consistent, high quality beer, and they brew it the same every time.
But not everybody does that.
Exactly.
Either
yeah.
People, their cleanliness is not great, or they tinkle with things, or
yeah.
You age a beer for a year, you don't want that to be contaminated, unless it's a sour, and then it tastes like butthole anyway.
Let me give you a little slice of airways here. We barrel-aged a beer, and
the Pilsner.
We barrel-aged the Pilsner. It was very bourbon-y. No, we barrel-aged one of our Imperial Stouts, and it was good, but it had something to it. And I didn't know if that was sour or not. I didn't know if a little Brett got in there, a little bacteria got in there. I don't know what got in there.
You literally found a guy named Brett just like, hey.
Hey, can I get in there? I'm like, ooh, that's a small hole, but
stop
I bet you'll fit.
Stop it, Brett.
But we chose not to bottle it. And we chose not to bottle it because we didn't want to compromise the integrity of our brand of beer.
But not everybody can do that because, A, fiscal reasons, right? You spent all this time to brew this beer and you have everything ready to go. You're not going to pour a 10 barrel or 5 or 7.5
sure.
or 3 or 1 or whatever
it is. I dumped an entire barrel of beer out this year. Last year, rather.
I don't think we could be friends anymore.
I dumped an entire fucking
there
barrel.
There are kids
of
sober
final departure
in Seattle right now.
Down the drain because it was sour. I will not sell that beer. I'm better than that. My brewery's better than that, and our fucking beer is better.
Is
that
what separates the good and the bad? Because I know Rubens.
That's what you're going to see.
Rubens does that. Rubens will pour their entire, like, their, and that's a big production facility. They'll pour entire one away because
yeah.
if it's not good.
Absolutely. And that's, Rubens is a great brewery. Rubens is a phenomenal brewery.
But we came across a brewery once that made a crap beer, and they acknowledged it. They put it on tap because they could not recoup
their losses.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a hard sell. So what are you supposed to do? I'll tell you this much. When I was down in brew school,
was that a high school? How's the football team this year?
There, actually, it was UC Davis.
Oh, the Mustangs.
Aggies.
Oh,
but it's a horse. It's a horse. It's not the same Aggies as the Texas A&M Aggies. So,
and those are literally Aggies.
I think that's the dog, the Sheltie or whatever. Anyways. But I think Michael Lewis gave us a talk. He got pissed as fuck at me because they said, what are you supposed to do when you start to brew a beer and you figure out your grain's contaminated with fusarium? And fusarium is something that causes a vomit toxin. Or was it... It's not important what it was, but it was bad grain.
I have so many jokes based off this. I believe it's called my penisism, but anyway.
But basically, I told Michael Lewis that we're going to change this beer into an IPA, and we're going to dry hop the shit out of it, and we're going to sell it real fast off the taps and move on. And he was so fucking angry, I thought he was going to die. He was furious
at
me.
Was his poured out and then redo?
You pour that beer out. You throw that beer down the drain. And I even told him, I said the exact same thing you just said. I said, well, what if you're a small brewery? What if you can't afford to pour
so
that
how
beer
many,
down
how
the
many
drain?
How many 55-gallon or pound bags do you throw into one batch? At, what,
it depends.
A bag, but still.
I mean, yeah. And it's the time you brew. It's the tank space. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. But consider it a batch of beer. And for a brewery that's brewing, let's just call it 1,000 barrels a year. So... You know, so they're brewing 100 batches mm-hmm. off a 10-barrel system or whatever. You know, I'm just making it up. But
spitballing here.
So what's your advice to these, like, homebrewers that want to start a brewery? If they
don't
necessarily have a capital to, like, throw out batches of beer, would you say, like, hire somebody who's a professional
to
come in?
I tell anyone
like
who comes to me and says, oh, I'm looking to start a brewery, I say, go work in a brewery for a year. Just... intern or work clean kegs or just look how much work it is.
Yeah.
I look at a brewer and I say, oh cool, where are you going to get rid of your grain? And they go, well, I'll just, and then they stop and they say, oh well, I used to just throw my grain in the yard waste bin and that's that. And it's like, yeah, but what are you going to do with 331 times
right.
the
pigs
grain
somewhere in somewhere that need that food?
By pigs you mean pigs somewhere in Enumclaw.
Yeah,
that need that food. Yes. But, I mean, that's my point, is they don't see the big picture. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these guys are coming in with tech money or mommy and daddy money or whatever money, and they're just going to brew whatever the fuck they want to brew, and everyone can go fuck themselves. And it don't matter if they succeed or not until they have to move back in with mom and dad, you know?
It's a small business. It's competitive. It's cutthroat. Like, even though everybody's on each other's side, like... You want to see people do well because if people do well,
absolutely.
That gives the scene a, like when you think certain cities, you think certain breweries. We've been mm-hmm. across the United States and we're like, hey, what do you guys know about the Seattle scene? They're like, Holy Mountain. Holy Mountain makes great beer.
Holy Mountain makes great beer.
They're like Rubens or they're like Fremont or whatever makes good beer. But you want those names out there because it's better for the collective group.
Better for the beer brand of Washington.
Yeah, and branding is a big part of everything. Nobody gives a crap about Phoenix breweries because what do you think about Phoenix beers?
I mean, I like Goldwater.
Goldwater Brewing. They make great stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
but nobody knows anything about them.
I don't even know a Phoenix brewery.
But you think Portland has good breweries. You think San Diego has good breweries. And then you're like, Minneapolis?
Denver's?
Denver's got
Denver.
Great breweries.
Denver has good breweries.
I heard Vermont's all right.
More breweries per capita than any other state.
Salt Lake City has a handful of good ones, but you have to drink it out of a bottle.
I know. And the Mormon Church is coming out with the freaking Ninja Stars or something. Yeah. Oh boy, that wind just picked up. we're brewing out of it, or podcasting out of a garage. So, I think we should end this at this though. Like,
okay, do we want to let Mikey on at all?
Mike, do you want to say something onto a podcast real quick?
Got anything to say?
He's almost done.
You know,
sanitizing.
You know what? Me and Mikey made a killer beer today.
How do people get their hands on this hazy IPA? This is a 10-gallon badge of a rare hazy IPA brewed by...
Are you watching what's happening with your dog and Dorn right now?
Brewed by the head brewer at Airways and Michael James Dara, I don't care if he says the full name, a employee of a big aviation company in Renton.
It's a local aviation company.
Yeah, but... I'm sure there's actually people that actually want part of this beer. How did they get their hands on this beer? Nobody knows.
Well, I think you just got to come and blow Mikey.
Did you say blow Mikey?
That's what I said. He's game.
Hi, Michael.
Why, hello.
So, Michael, how do we get this beer in our mouths?
Well, I start a brewery business. Also, maybe we sweet talk Marley and put it on tap there.
Or maybe hit up Wobble Journey on Instagram and see if we can work something out.
For sure. We can do Wobble Journey. Get a label.
I tell you what. You need some of this beer. Maybe we bottle some up. We keep some down at Airways. And if you really want some of this fucking beer, I can't sell it to you, but I can definitely let you taste it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be great.
Yeah. That'd be pretty
also,
cool.
Also, there's a certain tap there that we could totally replace with our beer.
I don't know if we're going to do that.
I bet you we could.
But I'll tell you what, man. You want to bottle some of this up? We can keep some down at the brewery. And if people really need to try this beer, I'm going to tell you this much. I don't think it'll blow your dick off. But if it does, well, then we're gonna make it down at the brewery.
It just may. I mean, depending on how it ferments out, it could be... better than that Jambo juice you made.
The fuck did you just say?
Just kidding, man.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I think. Oh, beer. Oh, beer of the week.
Beer of the week. What's the beer of the week?
What's your
beer of the week?
Yep.
Oh well.
I didn't think about that before.
Man, that's a good one. You know, I have actually had a couple different beers this week, and I want to give a shout out to Cloudburst. I don't know what they called it, but I thought it was their Schwartz beer. It was tasting pretty damn good. I mean, you know, pretty comparable to the Airways Schwartz beer this week, but to be totally honest.
Not really.
but I actually really enjoyed it, and I'll give a shout-out to our boy over there at Cloudburst.
That's very nice of you.
Can I come in with mine real quick?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I don't have a headset on, so I don't actually know if you guys can hear me or not. I'm going to go with All Fluff. From Matchless Brewing.
Ooh, good choice.
Ooh.
Wonderful.
Our
wonderful
boy Pat, beer down our boy Pat down there throwing it up, huh?
Dude, they make some great things. And I already mentioned earlier, but boy, like, it's crushable, it's dateable, it's, you know.
Real nice.
Yeah. And in general, like, do they have a brew room or a tap room open down there? Down
yeah,
in,
absolutely. They have a tap
water,
room.
Right?
Yeah, down there in Scumwater. And then they have Tricera Hops? Tricera Hops,
the brewery up there, yeah.
I'm not sure. Anyways, they're right next door to it. Yeah, so.
I'm going to do the cashmere sweater from Fort George.
That is Oregon.
How am I supposed to actually do my beer now that you picked Fort George?
You can still pick a Fort George beer. It just has to be a different beer.
I mean, we'll judge you later for it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got Field of Greens in the fridge, so, I mean, how can I deny that delicious, delicious hazy IPA? Ooh. Since my favorite hazy IPA is not canned yet.
Well, we, you know what? This might be a good time to announce this. I think we're looking into canning some jumbo juice soon, so.
Oh.
Might be something coming down the line.
Well, then my favorite hazy IPA will be in cans.
Well, Well, hopefully we can get announced on this podcast sooner than later.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. I'm out.